Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! By GhostBed.com. James, Little Friday, little tiny Friday.
Weird Patreon, true noon day.
Oh, yeah. We're getting weird today.
I think we need to get weird.
We're going to get weird today. We always get weird on these Thursday shows.
We do.
But we're going to get super weird. I'm going to start it off at the top, okay? I can't believe this is real. Okay. So we always bitch about music and new music and everything else, right? And mm-hmm. and we get suggestions from the audience, and typically I'll check a DM or a tweet or whatever it is, and I'll just pop it open in the gym. I'll be like, all right, cool. I'm in the gym. If it's a song, I'll give it a go, see if maybe I can work out to it, have some fun, mm-hmm. and maybe it's a banger, right?
Sure.
Matt Bess used to send me some back in the day, and I always enjoyed them, and I was like, ah, shit, I don't know who this person is. This is great. Usually some weird person from SoundCloud or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This was coming off of like YouTube. It was like a YouTube video. And I was like, all right, cool, man. And I'll just play the song. And it was in my pocket. If this is today's music, I don't know whether we should all just call it a rap and get inside the Swedish capsule to kill ourselves, or if this is the greatest troll of all time. And maybe we're finding the new, who are those two weirdos with the shaved heads that we loved for a while before they broke up?
The two weirdos with the shaved heads.
They had a show on HBO. The girl and the guy.
Oh. I know you're talking about.
You do?
Come on, dude.
That Swedish fucking.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes,
Die Antwoord.
Oh, Die Antwoord.
Die Antwoord,
right. You guys didn't hear about what happened with that with the adopted kid.
What is the show on HBO?
Yeah, so they had a show on HBO. Then they did like a two or three show.
Oh, yeah, they've gone down for some.
Oh, it's real bad.
Some bad sex stuff, yeah.
They disappeared and like wouldn't go back on the deal. They were backing out of shows. Like there was all this weird shit and I couldn't tell.
I think you're freaky and I like you a lot.
That's it. And so I couldn't tell if it was a bit and all of this was like set up or if this was a real group or whatever. And that was part of it, right?
And we found out that it is real.
So it is. It is real?
Yes. And they really, really were doing some fucked up shit. And that's why you haven't heard from
them.
No way. Yeah.
What was the fucked up shit?
George?
Jorge?
They had an adopted kid who, like, they basically told him he was Satan, like, reincarnate, and they would, like, lock him in, like, rooms and places for hours.
And they did, like, some weird...
I thought that was a bit.
And they made did him, like, some weird they
made
sex
him,
stuff.
And they made him, like, stab and attack his brother or cousin with a knife and then, like, rewarded him for it.
Oh, boy. I didn't know any of that. I thought that was maybe a bit or a character. Yep, that's them right there.
Could have sworn these were upstanding people.
I know. Could have sworn that the authenticity of their craziness was just best acting in the world, right? Turns out...
It's real.
Turns out it's real.
Okay.
Now, look, they were artists and they were able to like turn it into something that we all were very fascinated by. But in actuality... The weird people that are weird and are really amazing artists end up being for real weird and have issues.
Okay.
And that's how I like them, to be honest.
All right. Yeah. I mean,
if you're an upstanding,
sure,
mentally well person, I'm sorry, but you're not usually going to make some badass shit, unfortunately.
Oh, boy.
Even Tom Cruise.
Oh, boy.
What's he fucking into? But anyway.
Yeah.
What?
I will say, maybe don't adopt children.
Yep. Look at this.
That's our kid.
Come on now.
I've seen that.
That's a real person?
Yep.
Yeah, this is not give 5 cents a day.
I thought this was all a bit. That's real.
All right. So we can just turn it around. That happened there. Let's bring it back to a more fun place.
All right. Let's go. Well, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know if this is real or not.
Okay.
So somebody sends me this and they were like, dude, have you heard this song? It's a fucking banger. And I just see like hit that by this group. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then I played it in the gym.
What's the group?
30 minutes ago. Bob should have it pulled up.
Well, what's the group?
Gold Soul.
Gold Soul.
Hit that. And it looks like it's Gold Soul and
your fave ex-boyfriend.
Yes. And it's got an X and a Y in there.
Oh, I thought it was like you're talking to him.
Nope. That's the actual name of the band.
Okay.
By the way, I believe out of Corpus Christi, Texas.
No way.
Oh, good for them.
Their YouTube video is geotagged to Corpus Christi.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Play this. Just play it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
All right.
Is there a commercial?
Nope. I got rid of it.
Great. Scrobot and Gold Soul.
This bitch is hit my lap talking about shh. I hit her back talking about shh. She tried to hit me.
Can you show the video, Bob? There you go.
And then I fucking turn around and hit her shh. I hit the
so you know who actually shared this like a couple months ago?
Because
Eli.
Did he?
Yeah, Eli, of course, shared this.
Of course he's on that. I think we're good, right?
Eli woke up.
Let's like try
and
not.
Like,
so the it goes through the whole fucking song.
I imagine. That's kind of what I figured. Got the body fucking jumping. I pull up stunning. 100 bitches, that's your woman. We got pipes, we ain't jumping. You guys, I love it. I just got some clips that I'm motherfucking dumping. Dude.
Pull up right now, fucking stunting. I fuck up on your bitch. Goddamn, why you fronting?
Call up bro, like, what are we doing? What is that mean? What is... Finna hit a lick. We
gonna make a movie. Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative. They wanna do me.
That bitch, she hit the hoochie coochie. This has millions of views on TikTok as an audio, by the way.
Really?
Like blown up.
Okay, you can cut out of it.
Okay.
Everyone wants
no,
a video
sorry,
of themselves
Eli.
Going.
He was first to that party. We are...
Eli from Giggle Boys? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. It wasn't him that sent it to me. If it was him, then yes, all of this would have made sense. But
right.
it was somebody else that I was just like... But with no context. So they were like, oh, this is a banger, dude. That was it. It was just a banger. And I was like, okay, so...
Is the person that sent it to you like...
Just a listener.
I know, but didn't seem like the kind of person that would send you that, or...
I don't know, because there's so many that, like, I'll usually try to reply as much as I can here and there, but, like, I was like, all right, cool, I'll check it out. I just happened to get this one at the gym, and I clicked the thing, but then put it in my pocket. So the video plays on YouTube.
You have to see it, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. So the video plays on YouTube, but I'm listening to the audio. Finally, I'm like, I don't know, a minute into this song, after the ninth... After the ninth one, I pulled it out and I looked at these guys and I was like, oh my God, this reminds me of Die Antwoord or whatever. Antwoord, and I'm like, is this real? Is this person real? Because it appears if they are real people, they're just at their ghetto house somewhere, wherever they shot this video. And
again, like, yeah, it's one of those things that it's got to be real.
I don't know anymore. I don't know. We've crossed over. Either way, it made me laugh my ass off. Like, I really got a hearty chuckle, and I don't know if that's their intent. And if it is, great. If not, I apologize for...
I think,
for,
yes.
I mean, that's a real booty.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's yes and no, right? Like, they want you to recognize it, and it's silly and catchy and weird. But I think they are actually...
They're like this.
Yeah.
This is like Takeshi 6ix9ine, but in the sticks of Corpus Christi.
What would you just call
Who's
him?
Who's a Takeshi? What?
No, it's Takashi.
Takashi. Whatever.
Yeah. Rakishi?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Swarm.
Yeah.
Bob wasn't here from when we talked about the spelling bee. Economy.
Yeah. Our kid was in a spelling bee, and a guy from the Midwest was reading all the words. Half the kids missed him because it was in an accent. Hat.
Economy.
The kid was like H-A-T, and he's like, nope, sorry.
He's like, what?
H-O-T. All the parents were like, what? Huh? What the fuck? We all heard hat. Yeah. But if this group is real, I apologize for laughing at it so hard this morning.
I think it's the only way for anything to come to our attention, be good, rise to the top, is if with real authenticity. I feel like you can tell when people are... trying to be something, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's whatever, but I think that's the only way to do it, right?
It's strange to me because
people can sniff that out.
Another band was Greta Van Fleet, and you and I talked about this a couple years ago on this show, where everybody was sending me Greta Van Fleet over and over and over again, and then I listened to it. It's the Led Zeppelin one?
Yes,
the kid sounds identical to Led Zeppelin, where it was like, cool, man, I could cover Prince shit all goddamn day long and start a band, but, you know,
right.
What's that going to do for
Please
the music?
Please do.
We need it. We need Prince now more than ever. At least Prince was in on the bit, for Christ's sakes. Whereas this, I have no idea. I have no idea what this
I
is.
I really think it's real. Like, I think we're all...
become your bit.
I think we're all in... Yeah, exactly right. You have to at least become it, because otherwise you'll be found out. You can't be like, let's try and go viral.
Yeah.
Never has that actually happened. If you go like, hey, we're going to go viral with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyone that actually does, it was an accident.
Yeah.
It's always the one thing that you didn't want, right? Like, I'm sure like the most views on like any of your Instagram or something is the one that you were like, that one?
Oh, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? 100%. So there's no
any videos you try to make to go viral won't.
It's because people
and it's a weird set of circumstances. So some of the audience is saying TikTok for this song. People are doing TikTok shit with it. I know Giorgio just said that as well. So who knows?
It's brilliant.
But when I looked at the YouTube page, it said only 2 months. They just posted it. So who knows? It's really fucking funny, and I would love to know what actually means one day.
Right. To that point, High and Angry on Discovery.
Last night.
I think 100% authentically just himself, and that's what you fall in love with.
Yes. Yeah.
So, good job. It was fun.
And it was awesome. We enjoyed watching you. It was great, and much continued success. We've drank in all your booze. It used to be.
I just like his whole look, his whole shit.
His whole shit, dude. It's cool as fuck.
Yep.
It was cool as fuck. Congratulations. Maybe instead of saying congratulations to people, I'll just be like, oh man, I love what you... And then just kind of walk away.
Are people doing that?
No. No one's doing it.
Oh.
And so when I heard it, that's how shocking it was. I was like... Because it made me afraid for the future, where our kids come home and be like, oh, hey, what's up, Dad? Hey, we're having school today.
Yeah, Lord. Who knows?
And I'm like, oh okay, cool, man.
Go.
Yeah. Yep. Just having a lisp for everyone.
That's fun, though.
It is. It That's is. Fun. I like it.
Everyone says your DMs are going to be filled with weird ass music. So hopefully we'll have other things to start Patreons look, off if you with. Can that top would be that, great.
If you can top it, feel free.
I believe they probably can.
I haven't seen something like that in a while. Where I'll give anything a go, and usually it's
just like what were the glasses? Was it night vision? Like what was he wearing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love the grandpa sweater on the one. I mean, it's all, there's no way it's fake. It's the kind of thing where like art department couldn't have done it better.
Right.
Where it's like, it's the only way.
Yeah. It's a really, really, really bad horror film. That's, you know.
Yeah. It was a little.
You can't see where you're just like, scary. Hey, can you raise the color on that? Or did you just shoot in the dark?
Yeah.
Just shoot in the dark. I liked it.
Yeah, did Joel shoot that?
Yeah. Joel likes shit like that all the time.
He loves for you not to be able to see.
Maybe I'll just make up a sound and then a song for it, and Joel can shoot the video. Me and you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just like weird spotlights on us.
Hey, why not? Why not? By the way, the head of Scientology is missing as well. David.
David Miscavige?
Yeah, he's gone.
Well, he must have joined his wife, Shelley Miscavige, who we've been looking for years now. I think over 3 years we've been looking for Shelley Miscavige. And maybe they just went up into the spaceship. Is that
maybe
how that goes?
Maybe they're gone. Maybe they're in Xenu or wherever it is. I think
they went out to Xenu.
But apparently there's a ton of lawsuits and some other child sex trafficking things. They're trying to serve him, and they haven't been able to. 27 times now, and he's missing. And I thought, well, she's gone. She's probably on an island somewhere that they have already pre-purchased, and he's there as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, people are like, oh, why can't we get answers?
Yeah.
Well, you know, why would they give you answers?
Yeah, they're not going to. They're not going to. Yeah.
Right? And they and cops can't get in there. And do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's like fans just called a welfare check on Britney to her
because
house.
She deleted her Instagram.
Right. But like, it's crazy to me that a fan can call, do you know what I mean? Call
they
a welfare check on
you. They do
it
all the time. They do it all the time. And she finally.
And the cops just do it?
Yeah. Like, she released a statement and said, please stop doing this. Like, I'm.
Well,
you know,
that's not going to help, is it?
Well.
Please stop.
Yeah.
Please stop sending welfare checks. It's like, well, now we're going to definitely do it again.
It's time for her to go. Just rest, rest, rest peacefully, sweet princess. Don't you think?
Time for her to go what?
I don't want to see
in a
this.
Conservator
no,
and start
no,
working
no,
again. I think it might be the best for her.
It's time for her to.
No, I don't want her to die, dude.
It's not that. She's not happy here. Like, she's all fucked up. Do we need to see this spiral for the next 18 years before she Lisa Marie's out? Like, I don't need to see that.
Sorry, we're talking about Miscavige. Anyway.
No, we are, but this is the same thing. Like, if you're going to do it, just go to a fucking buy your own island, Brittany. Don't do any of this stuff. Don't go to dinner in public. Don't do any of it. Get a safe
island.
By the
way,
you
went to Joey's. Like, there are places she could go to stay under the radar.
Yeah, dude.
Right?
Yeah. And you show
like,
up at
I
these
bet
places,
if she went to Ojai, somewhere in Ojai, some little like thing.
Nobody would bother her.
Nobody would bother her. Food would be great. Mm-hmm. She'd be fine. She'd be able to get out a little bit.
Yeah. But she moved instead to Calabasas, bought a house there a few months ago. Literally, I think 3 or 4 months ago, was unhappy and then just listed her house for sale yesterday as well. Mm. And was just like, I need to get the fuck out of here, which is fun. You know, when you can just move into a $13 million mansion and then just say, kind of tired of this. Just put it for sale. I don't like it here.
Yeah.
And then leave. Like, literally.
Yeah, she goes to Hawaii a lot, Delco. She loves it.
Yeah.
So
it's her
peaceful.
Place.
It's her place.
It's her place, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No. Yeah, why not? Or just live there. Or buy one of the fucking islands.
I would say live there. I think she may go more full-time there. She gets rid of these... Cheesecake factory houses that she has all over.
I don't know what she's going to do with that. I think it's there's a certain time for an artist to go, you know, in this life. And I think Kanye is on that list as well, you know,
to go to die.
Maybe.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Death.
to miscavenge themselves,
death.
Right?
Just death.
No, no, just go death. On an island. Don't tell anybody.
It's not.
Don't make a big thing about
on
it.
Top, like, I don't want to see the downfall of these people. You know what I'm saying? Just go out and you're like, oh, fuck. Like, looking back on it, did Tupac and Biggie do it right? Probably. Mm-hmm. Would they have ever gotten bigger than that? I think Tupac would have been a great actor, actually.
Well, he did it right because he's alive, but Biggie is dead.
Yeah, yeah.
So he didn't do it right.
He's definitely not alive.
Or did he? Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Biggie, I don't know. I I'm mixed on Biggie. I think he went out at the right time. I don't know if he would have had more hits.
Hot take, I think people love Tupac because of when he went out.
Yes, both of them, I think.
Maybe like, overrated.
Great. No. No, definitely not overrated.
Tupac?
Tupac is great.
He's properly rated.
He's properly
you
rated.
You think he's properly rated?
Yes. Properly yes. rated.
Yep.
He was same. A better actor than he was a rapper.
No. Both.
Oh, you
he was,
watch
he was
out
equally rated both. Super rare talent. I love Tupac. Biggie, I don't know what he would have done. Just trying to get him in the studio, I heard, with, you know, those Sean P. Diddy. What are we calling him? Puff Daddy. Whatever his
Sean
fucking
Combs.
Name
is.
Mr. Combs.
No, but isn't he changed his name to Love or some bullshit now? Whatever it is.
Oh, Dr. Combs, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is, he used to say, it was like, man, trying to get this guy into the studio was really fucking difficult. Where Tupac, you didn't have to. He would just go in and do it. So okay. I think both of them.
He changed his middle name.
Who did?
Sean Combs.
Oh.
Legally. Like, so he's gone by a bunch of nicknames, but he legally changed his middle name from John to Love. So his name is Sean
got
Love
it.
Combs.
Got it.
Also, Diddy probably killed him.
No.
Killed who? Tupac?
Tupac and Biggie were both shot in cars. That's, you're putting your own self at risk at that point.
I mean, Suge Knight probably had something to do with one of them.
Well, he definitely did for Biggie.
Wait, for Miscavige or?
No, Biggie. Or both. Maybe fucking.
Wow. What if he did have the miscarriage?
It'd be fucking great. But yeah, I think both went out at the proper time where you leave this legendary status and that's kind of it. And
well,
then
but if
because
Britney
of the
went
war
out,
they were in.
Right.
Both of them getting iced at the same time within a year. Like, that's great business for both, too. And legacy wise, mm-hmm. It's amazing. Britney and Kanye could have gone out like 5 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, they can't go out now because...
It's tragic.
Yeah. So, they have to do one more thing or get back in a conservatorship or do something, get some shit done, and then go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Leave your dad holding the bag.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great...
I know.
Just Gone Girl your dad, dude.
Yeah.
After you make an amazing album.
And then just boom.
And then just be like... Oh, I think Jamie killed her.
Yeah.
Do a bunch of Google searches on his fucking how to kill Britney Spears, my daughter.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think it'd be great. But yeah, it's because watching the two of them right now, it's just like, oh God. I finally heard that song she did with Elton John.
She didn't do it with Elton John.
Boy, that was a real.
So it was Tiny
Dancer.
Wasn't
it an AI voice?
No, I think she sent him 100%. I think she sent him a like an iPhone. It was something real janky like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right. And he made it into something. And then two other people that were supposed to do duets with her pulled out. So they were just like, oh.
Uh-huh.
And I think he was like, let's see if this can help her kind of get things back on track. I'll do what I can. And then he was just like, oh, that's not.
Yeah.
It didn't help. Yeah. I did what I could.
Because I heard it in the car and I was like, wait, is this the... Okay, where's Britney Spears at? And then in the background...
A little bit just in the...
It's just like a faint baby girl voice that you're like... "Is
only
I'm
with
sorry,
the
is
chorus.
That... Yes. And I'm like, is that Britney Spears in that? Or... Oh, yeah.
So like she didn't go in the studio with him or whatever. She, you know... No. She sent him a little, a little voice
iPhone.
Memo
from her iPhone.
Yeah.
It was very, very odd. And hearing that for the first time, I was shocked because the headlines were like, Britney's back, number one song with Elton John. And I was like, oh, all right, cool. And then I actually heard it and I was like, oh, that could have been anybody. It literally could have been you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The point kind of- is not the music. The point is the bravery.
Oh, right. That's true. She's a survivor.
On his part?
Hers and his. Hers and his. Yeah. Yeah.
The bravery, yeah.
Here's my bravery today. I'm gonna admit to the world that I now have white girl allergies.
Oh.
And I'm not stoked about it.
Yep.
Oh.
It's about this time in Texas.
Interesting how he always used to make fun of me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It usually hits you a couple years in.
Does it really? Is that true?
Allegedly.
Because I've been carrying around this fucking thing, this little thunder stick for my nose.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a vapo. You get a little.
Oh, and it's filled with Coke? Good for you.
I wish it was full of Coke. It's like a vaporizer in there, and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. just a couple sniffs, and you're like, oh, great. And they were down to one in the store, and the guy had said, he goes, oh, well, it's allergies. I was like, if I fucking hear that one more time. All right. So now I just have to come out and admit it. I have white girl allergies now after moving here. So that's sweet.
Well,
and you never really feel like yourself here. You know, it's mm-hmm. just kind of hit and miss. You're either sweating your ass off, chilly, got a chill to you.
Don't you love it?
Yeah.
Whatever the opposite of that is.
Well, Delco's got a couple of studios in Hawaii bookmarked.
Hawaii.
Bookmarked for you. If you ever want to just have amazing skin and be able to breathe and be out in nature.
Yeah. I do.
Just let them know.
I do want to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I watched the slap fight competition last night on TBS.
Why?
Kind of curious to see how it would go down versus like the clips we've seen that have gone viral with grown men slapping each other in the face.
That seems like one of those things of like, let's be funny. 9 times out of 10, not funny.
Yep. So I thought the same thing. I was like, is this a comedy or how are they billing this? No. Dana White was doing it. They were treating it 100% seriously.
Right.
And the knockouts from a slap were so fucking ruthless that there was one guy that got knocked out so hard. Like he was biting because they have mouthpieces, biting his mouthpieces on the ground like this, going, and Dana White just goes, man, that guy will never clear the concussion protocol. And I was like, okay.
So what is it? They can't defend themselves. They just have to sit there and take a really hard slap.
Yep. Yeah. As hard as you can to the face.
Cool.
And so I watched because they were like, oh, then you get to be in this house with all these other slap fighters, right? And then you go on and keep going. The first 5 people that went last night got violently knocked out on the first slap. And some of the commentary, because I was waiting to hear some of the commentary, I was like, well, wouldn't everybody just get knocked out on the first slap? One of the commentators was like, oh, man, if you get that heads or tails call, you've got to slap first.
Okay. So literally it's just a game of heads or tails.
Well, you flip heads or tails, and then you get to pick whether
really
you want to slap or you want to get slapped. And you definitely need to slap first.
Ergo, it's really just a high-stakes game.
Coin toss.
Of coin toss. Great. Love to see it.
TBS.
You guys have really gotten to the end of... It does seem like football season is coming to an end.
It is.
With this bullshit.
It is. We got 3 games left of football total, including the Super Bowl. And if this is the bullshit we have... Wow, dude. I mean, I watched a good 30 minutes of it because I was like, something's going to change, right? Like, the first guy isn't going to get knocked out over. No, they didn't. Because that, like, after that, after like the 5th time when it cuts a commercial, I was like,
they already
not
had
really
your
need
view.
For me to.
They already had your view.
But I never need to watch that again now. Like, I know the answer every single time.
That's what I was trying to tell you. It's good for clips, but not, it's not a great product for TV.
I agree. And in the clips, by the way, are good for 15-second clips on like a Instagram story. But as a full series, I mean, yes, you get to see, I don't know, 20 people get knocked out, I guess, if that's by a slap, if that's what you're into. But there's no height and weight or strength or non-strength to any of these guys. It just looks like strangers who just showed up.
It does seem like Greg says, like, it's a palm strike. Like, is there any rules as to, like, what part of the hand or how flat or whatever?
Yes,
like,
you and could it's literally go across just hit your face, not by the ear. And, or it, like you can't contact
and
the back of the neck.
You can't be like
you can't come
hit
off
with
your feet.
Your fucking palm first.
Right, it's got to be an open hand slap.
Do they slow it down and make sure
they do actually?
Okay,
and so that part I watched, and one guy because they call it a foul, and the guy will hit a buzzer and he'll be like, you fouled, and so one guy got popped for that because we were talking about, and another guy got popped for lifting a leg off the ground.
Okay,
so you're not allowed to do that either. So it's just literally a two legs on the ground and then slap like that. And not as exciting as it sounds, turns out. So we're getting desperate here. We're down to the bottom of it, you know?
Yeah, I would never even turn it on.
No, because the production of something like that was probably, you know.
No, it just sounds,
I don't know,
awful.
30 grand, something tops. And then, because you and I, you'd gone to bed, you and I were watching Name That Tune again. And I was like, holy shit, are we doing this too? Yeah.
I don't mind a Name That Tune.
I don't either, but we're just digging up old game shows the 80s and doing it on primetime. And you're like, oh, well, there's never going to be scripted television again. Like,
they're rebooting Frasier.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I read that this morning. I was like, what?
Who asked for it? Well, my mom.
No one. The dad is not in it.
Oh, Giorgio loves it.
The dad is dead.
Yes, he's dead.
And dog dead.
The dog's dead.
And I think somebody else isn't returning either.
Is it Kelsey Grammer?
No, he's in it. He's all in.
It doesn't
Wouldn't
matter.
That be great?
The maid was reboot. The best character. Oh, I loved her.
And she's not in it?
I don't know. I just want the series to be about her.
Don't know who that is.
Pierce, that is. Maybe Pierce.
David Hyde.
Pierce.
Yeah.
Niles.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Niles. Straight.
Maybe him or the
super
woman.
Super straight Niles.
The woman's not coming back. Somebody. And it's just like they're casting people now. And I read it this morning and I was like, holy shit, dude. Who asked for this? Who asked for this? You know?
At Night Court. Yeah.
Night Court's back. It is every show from the 80s or game
and
show from
Night
the
Court,
80s.
Like the whole cast is dead.
Yeah,
exactly.
Except for,
so
for
it
John
really
Larroquette.
Is a true.
Yeah. Harry Anderson, dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
What if fucking Blinky Bull. Or Sparky or whatever that chick's. Marky. Oh, yep. Marky's dead. Bull's dead.
Yep.
They're all fucking dead. All it is them. Literally just John Larroquette.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Barky and Sparky
Barky
are gone.
And Sparky and Marky are gone. Yeah. And I'm like, what fucking world are we living in?
I don't know.
And that's a shame because Night Court, actually great.
In its day.
But there's no need to bring that back or Alf or Mr. Belvedere or anything like that. I think
actually,
we're all good.
I'd rather bring those back.
But all those shows that were 80 shows that they're rebooting or tried to at least got canceled, like Saved by the Bell and all that other shit, like it's gone. It's a strange, strange time right now. So yeah, I'm gonna miss football a lot because this is kind of
who's watching Last of Us. Everyone,
I am.
So how is that? Because the ratings are through the roof. I saw the ratings, but how is it as a show?
It's fine. Okay. Like it fills the time.
Is it like a make 'em up? What do we got there?
I mean, it's not a make 'em up. Well, kind of, I guess.
Is it like
what do you describe as a make 'em up? It's a
sci-fi.
Is it sci-fi
it's
or
sci-fi? Apocalypse? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. But it's like a post-apocalyptic. Yeah. Like
I could do that.
It okay, kind yeah. of is like doable. It's believable. Like
great.
A fungus takes
that.
Over the world and like infiltrates people's like bodies.
Dan didn't want to do a podcast about it.
There's already a huge
online podcast about it.
I know. We were going to get
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but if you're early on, you can kind of like cash in on that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
by
yeah.
literally just calling it that.
Yeah,
I mean,
calling it that and then doing it. There's a podcast where somebody is just recapping the Joe Rogan Experience every day and they're super high on the charts.
I know.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
But I mean, people you know, are someone super, who synthesizes it, you know, gets it down to 30 minutes.
No, fuck that. Who cares? People are super, like, they, for whatever reason, they're craving a TV show that the entire country can come together every Sunday night and watch and then they recap. And
it's, so you know, are they trying to force this one?
They're
kind
trying to
of,
force
yeah,
this. Yeah.
It's really what it felt like because I was like, really? Do people? Because when there was, you know, there's Game of Thrones podcast or like,
yep.
you know, certain Succession, whatever. And you go, okay, I get that because everyone wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I was like, huh, really with this one? Interesting. Yeah. And the podcast was right after it, right?
Well, you're hoping to like, cash in on a hit and cash in on the ratings. And
but
they
the
did.
The highest podcast was, think was made by the people that made the show. I mean, it's the same thumb. I mean, it's like
well, it
everything.
Makes
no?
It makes sense. Yep.
You sure?
No, George, where do you keep going?
I don't know.
He needs
like,
to
just
eat
sit in your fucking
and
chair.
Just be.
You're good,
just,
dude.
We might not.
I enjoy the dramatic or the drama of me running back to say
what?
Something. Well, it's usually not that important, and that's kind of the bit.
Oh, great. Yeah, okay.
We need to scrap that.
Been workshopping bits all day.
Don't
we need
think,
to scrap him all together right
don't
now.
Don't you think that is going to be the future, though, that they like put out the exact same people that do it, put out the podcast.
So they do, and they've done it, and they're terrible. So that's what I was running over to tell you, is that they never work. It's like, it's, it has to be the natural person who's just the nerd and loves it and somehow has like a voice or a
but
character.
I think the one that's highest on the chart is theirs.
They're
I'm just saying.
Well, they're faking it. We all know those charts are fake, guys. Come on.
The daily charts aren't.
Okay.
Well, the other ones are all reviews. So it's like, you know, if you can get somebody to review your show.
And then they can inject you up for a little bit, you know, for a little while before you fall back to grace. But like usually when you see the big YouTubers, like the someone, like there's this guy, Emerging Awesome, who does all the DC stuff. And people just love him because like that's a voice that speaks to him. It's not manufactured. Let's put it that way.
The what?
The nerds who do it on their own.
Like that's what I mean. And so I thought that would be, you know.
It is.
And again.
Don't let the Matrix lie to you.
This was a video game back in the day for PlayStation.
Last of Us. Okay.
And it was so like a decent, it was a pretty fun video game for the most part. But then you forget video games have a lot of downtime and a lot of boring parts of it. So
yes.
Like, I don't know. It's slower.
Then you pump that up with good dialogue, man. Come on.
Yeah, but I don't really like anybody
dialogue
except,
is, do you want to go there now? Okay, I am scared.
I don't really like any of the characters. So
that's, you don't like any character ever.
That's not true. I love
Succession. But honestly, I got my answer, which is like, I feel like they're trying to jam this.
I don't think
they're
it's
trying to make it a thing
when
yeah.
it's not.
Yeah.
Again, exactly the theme of the show, which is like, if you try and make everybody fucking like something that smells bad to them,
do you remember,
and they fucking don't like
remember
it.
Remember Westworld?
Yes.
First season, great. But
amazing.
Then season two, season three, it's just like, all right, we didn't need this.
We didn't need it. Well, it was terrible. They just kept being like,
it's coming back. And you're like,
well,
no,
they jumped the shark pretty early making the robots know that they're fucking robots.
Yeah,
nobody fucking wants that shit.
When you found out Bernard was a robot.
But then season two.
When he found, do you know what I mean? Like,
when he found out he was.
Yeah. I'm okay that we find out, but when they are aware of it.
But also,
what am I watching?
Remember like season three when people are still trying to like talk themselves into it being a good show because they just.
Oh, you know, season three was, yeah. It was really good,
it was
dude.
Not,
and you're like,
not.
No, it wasn't good. After they fucked it up.
Same with
True
Detective.
Don't lie to me.
True Detective season two, season three, it's just like, nah, we're good. We're good here.
I love Colin Farrell, though.
Did I like season two?
With Vince Vaughn?
And Colin Farrell.
No.
I didn't like season two.
No.
I didn't like season two.
It's
did we like
I
any
like
of
season
the
three.
Subsequent? Okay, maybe yeah. three. Like, because they heard you, right? They heard the voices and they changed it.
I have a new show for you guys.
What a
you
new
got?
Show?
Yeah.
What you got?
Loot. So the girl from Bridesmaids?
Which one?
Oh, Maya Rudolph,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maya Rudolph, I heard that was good.
She's basically Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, and that's what she does with all the money. And she tries to like work in like all the charity organizations that she's like just been given money to and like had no idea existed and like kind of rediscovering her humanity. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard Loot was good, but it's not going to juice the whole world off.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if
it's...
the whole world's going to go over it. So I'm not really sure about Loot.
So like Last of Us is going to see how it's fucking done when Succession starts.
Yeah.
They could be like, oh, that's what we wanted.
The only one I saw that was interesting was like they've got this 70s rock band show that's is coming out on Hulu. And the trailer just dropped, and it looks fucking dope.
What's it called?
Something in the Six of Us or something.
Bob?
I'm not really sure, but I saw the trailer yesterday, and I was like, ah, shit, this is fucking dope, dude.
Okay.
Kind of looks like Almost Famous a little bit.
All right.
And they shot it, you know, to make it look like the 60s and 70s and all that stuff, and that one looks fun. And I think it's about a band that kind of rises to success and then has their problems.
Depends on casting, but I'm in.
I didn't know any of the people, and I like that. Like where I was like, oh, I don't know one single one of these people. Do you know the name of it, Bob?
But are they young and
something in the Banshees?
Okay, hold on.
Oh, is it Susie and the Banshees?
No.
Okay.
Sure isn't. I just made that up, but it's like something in the Six, or the Daniel Jones and Six, or something like that.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty sweet.
Sounds pretty sweet.
Daisy Jones and the Six.
That's it. That's it. Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh, starring Riley Keough.
Oh, shit. Really? That's who that is? Okay. Damn.
That's probably why
it's on Amazon, not Hulu.
Oh, whatever. I think that's going to be the running theme for the rest of our lives now. What app is that on? Is it on the, is it on the, oh, it's on the other one.
By the way, like if it's on one, it will inevitably, like it can be on that and Apple and Hulu at the same, you know, where did it start? Doesn't really matter.
How do I watch Yellowstone? Yeah. Oh, it's not Paramount Plus. They don't own the rights. You have to download the Paramount Network app and you can only watch it the Sunday after the other Sunday.
Then afterwards
it
goes to Apple TV and then you can get it from,
then you can buy it from there and you can stream it and you can butt fuck each other and it's all great. And you're like, I'm like, fucking A. So Amazon Prime, I'm in. I'm in for this show. I watched the trailer and I was like, all right. Fuck
this is Lisa Marie's daughter.
It is. Yeah. Okay. That's strange. Wow.
You know what else you're going to get on Amazon Prime? Not to derail the show at all.
Go ahead.
Soon.
If you say anything about Miss Maisel, I'm going to fucking punch you in the face.
Yeah. Now, Ross cut me off. You can now get your prescription drugs soon with your Amazon Prime account.
Drogas.
Now, they're not going to do Schedule 2s, though,
nope,
dude.
They're not. And that's the problem. So, like Xanax, you know, I still have to suck a dick for.
Yeah.
And yeah, fuck. That's right. Even. Tomorrow.
Unfortunately,
I'm supposed to go in tomorrow, and they were like, "We need to take a urine test from you for Xanax." And I was like, "Why, you guys afraid I'm going to sleep too much? Like, what are we doing here?"
Yeah,
like if I was taking cool shit, sure, you know. But let's bump that up, you know.
Not are you going to have the shit. THC out of your system?
I've talked to the doctor a million times about it. I go, "Hey, I smoke weed. Like, I have gummies. I have DietSmoke.com promo code Drinking Bros 20% off. I have it every." Fucking nights. I have one of those every single night. So
could you like not do it for a week?
I tell him to fuck off. It's legal.
Okay.
So like it's
not legal here.
Definitely not.
It sure is. So there is Delta 9 stores that are open all over Texas. I just went into one maybe 3 days ago and super close to our house. I walked right in and I was like, oh shit, this is just weed. And they were like, yeah, isn't that sweet? And I was like, yeah, it's great.
But Ross, do I need to find some clean pee for you?
Yeah, you got any piss for tomorrow?
I got a nursing
home
up or something.
They're pretty chill there.
Huh?
They're pretty chill there.
What do you mean?
They don't watch you.
You could seriously.
Yeah, you go into the bathroom and do it. Yeah. You got any piss? And how long does it last? How long
and
does
by the way,
last?
You don't want Giorgio's piss.
Yeah.
I don't want mine.
Which one of you guys is clean up there?
None of us.
Delco doesn't have weed.
Oh, you got some clean piss? You got some virgin piss?
I don't do drugs.
I have some clean piss. I haven't smoked weed in like 6 months.
Okay, great. Great. Yeah.
Actually, that's a lie.
Well, Giorgio will know.
Bro. You don't want his, because after you already do it, he's like, whoops, sorry.
I forgot about that Sunday.
I forgot the other night. No, I hung out with Giorgio.
Well, I did for the fights. I forgot we were hanging out and somebody gave me their pen.
Yeah.
And you just took it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it and you weren't like in bed?
No.
Wow.
He was out in public.
Wow. Bravery.
James, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. What's the first one?
Ghostbed.
Sleep so good, it's scary. I haven't said that in a long time.
You really haven't.
Yeah, bringing it back.
You moved on to different
using
slogans such as donkey deals.
All the donkey deals,
and you can get a bunch of shit for basically nothing.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that one a lot.
You can get a bunch of shit for nothing at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros.
You I mean,
get the
but it
best
is
some, shit in the world.
Yeah, yeah. You do have to pay a little bit.
Mattresses, pillars, sheets, adjustable beefies,
weeded blankets.
You can get anything that gets
predicting.
Nope. Yes, you can. You can. And right now, you can get 30% off a mattress and get 2 free luxury pillows with it, Jabes. Comfort. Oh, that sweet comfort. Come on, baby.
What about if you want an adjustable base and a mattress?
Well, then that's going to be 40% off, James. Okay?
Well.
That's going to be 40% off.
All right,
that's
all
how
right.
You get the biggest deal on the whole goddamn platform right there. You get that adjustable base. You get those USB ports, those flashlights, dog. Get that vibrating from head to toe. And you got a split king. If you're a lover. It's going to sleep before you or after you, whatever. It comes with 2 remote controls instead of 1. And that's nice.
How fun.
Love it over at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Peruse the whole catalog. Fill up the cart as high as it'll go. If you own a hotel in Atlantic City, and you're saying to yourself, I got 800 rooms. Can I put all 800 beds in a fucking cart? Yes. Get 30% off all the mattresses. Promo code drinkingbros at checkout. Yes, you can. You can do it.
Okay.
And then when you check out... You're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program at no interest as long as you have decent credit there. So you can get all 800 of those mattresses with the deals, because the deals are applicable with the 60-month, and that's a fucking blast. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Get yourself a new mattress. Next up, James, we got hardafseltzer.com. Man, we are flying off the shelves. We're flying off the shelves in Florida and Tennessee. We're going to be down there. I'm going to be in Florida drinking some seltzers right outside the Daytona 500 coming up. Oh, looking forward to that, James.
Rap, 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 rap.
8% down in Florida. I feel like it was made for Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely made for Florida.
Uh-huh.
And Tennessee's already been on that dick for a while, dude. That sweet, sweet seltzer dick for a while. 8%, no carbs, no sugars, no gluten, if you give a fuck about that, but all the goddamn fun, all right?
Sure.
You're going to have so much fucking fun, you're not even going to remember it, you know?
Yes, that's usually the case. Out. Yeah.
The peach is there, the blue raz, pina colada, and the watermelon. It's a dynamite four-pack, dude. Exploding right in your face.
Yep.
Now, if you don't live in one of those two states, no, it's your fucking problem. But we ship right to your house. Go to hardafseltzer.com today and order a case right to your doorstep, dude. We all do it here in Texas because we're losers. We're not open up in Texas yet. Soon, but not yet. Also, we got a store locator on hardafseltzer.com. So if you're in or around Tennessee or Florida, all you got to do is type in the zip code or city you're in. Doesn't even matter if you're driving, and it'll take you right to the closest store. So do that. Head on over to hardafseltzer.com. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting. There was one right down the street here in Austin, Texas, and the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. The word game changer has been thrown around so much, it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you that PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Jabes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today. using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. How long's the piss last? Are they going to know, Giorgio?
They can measure the gravity and the warmth of it. I think you're
good. Do they do that, though, is the question?
It just depends. So, like, do you just, like...
No, they just test it.
All right.
So they just, like, seal it and then send it off?
No, they do it in there. So it's a lab under...
Yeah, you pee in the cup itself.
And you just put it in the window, and they test it right there.
And then they leave. So,
I think
you're going to need some, like, relatively quick pee.
Why?
Or at least, like, warm it up a little if they're testing it there and no.
Fuck, really? I'll just push this appointment.
They don't test it right away.
Yeah, I'll push it. I need a fucking piss boy, you know? A little pee-pee boy. A little pee-pee boy.
I mean, you have kids.
I know. Oh.
Well, oh, God, how dark is that to get your child to piss in a cup for you? What's this for, Daddy? Oh, don't worry about it. Just trying to get my Xanax so I can relax for once in my life. Could you imagine?
Yeah, that's
and what if they found
up.
Out of like, hey,
no,
this
I think
is
you
an,
should just, I think
an
should 8 year
old boy's piss.
Be like, you have a troublingly low testosterone.
Yeah, we should probably.
I'll push the appointment. I'm not going to deal with that tomorrow. And it's at like 8 a.m. too, where I'm just like, no, don't want to do that. Because I dropped the last kid off at 7:45. I have to sprint there just to piss in a cup. And then all you do is sit there and talk to him for like 4 minutes. How you feeling?
Wait, is that your...
I just need Xanax. Okay.
So I would do your appointment and then tell him that you will do... Because the other one, you can go in at any time. You don't need an appointment to go to the lab. So just keep your appointment and then be like, oh man, I've got to go. I'll come back and do the piss test or whatever.
Every time I've done it, you just piss in the office, though.
No, you have to go underneath to the freaking lab, that place you can walk in at any time.
Okay.
But the appointment, you just keep that appointment and get that fucking going.
All right.
And then be like, yeah, I'll go down
and
do the lab. Just go ahead and send in my prescription. I'll for sure do that.
But this is...
And then they'll be like, hey,
this is what we're doing. So, like, we don't give a shit about fentanyl coming over the border or anything like that, or the border itself at all. We don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
But... For the guy who's taking Xanax, now that I'm going to need you to piss in a cup as if I got to call my PO first thing when I wake up, you know?
Right.
Craziness. Absolute fucking craziness, Shapes. You know?
Yeah. No, I know. I have to do it too. I just don't like to break the rules, so I work it out. And you only do it once a year. You only have to pee once a year.
They told me like... Fucking every 3 months or 4 months or
something?
No,
you have to do an appointment every 3 months. But to actually test...
What do you say to them? What do you say personally?
To what?
Like if I just walked in and they were like, hey, how you feeling? You know, whatever. I would love just to lie and be like, I'm on edge, doc. I don't know if I'm going to make it in an hour.
No, I go, I'm good. They're like, it's good. They're like, the lady was like, you know, you can do these virtually because like it's kind of just making sure. They just need their money. They can't just keep refilling. So refilling your prescription,
sure.
They don't make money from that. So literally, they just want you to come in,
okay,
make the appointment, use the insurance, and just be like, dude, I'm good. You go, dude, I'm good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But you only have to pee. Well, I mean, we are talking about like really, this is like a conversation we would have at home.
No,
this
isn't.
Could not be more boring.
People are out there. Who are pissing in cups right now? I just need the answer. How long does that piss last? You know what I'm saying?
Have to do it once a year.
Whatever, with man. Mine's pee. Coming up. How long does piss last? Let's just fucking ask. Somebody's got to know. Damn
just
it.
Plan for it, dude. Just deal with your shit for a week before.
I need a piss boy. All right.
Well, we've got a couple here.
I need a pee pee boy.
Hold on, guys. I'm a little high. Jesse, you only pee once a year.
They only test me once a year.
Yeah, I'm cutting his mic.
I don't, dude. Yeah, cut Giorgio's mic today. Jesus Christ. Eating fucking subs and shit.
Breakfast sub, dude.
Breakfast subs. Like, that's wild, man.
That look, is life wild, is hard right now, dude. Okay? You know what? I'm going through things.
Are you?
Yeah, are you?
No.
It's Patreon. Let's talk about it, bro. What's up?
Who are you dating these days?
Who are you dating?
Yeah.
Who are you not dating? Who are you talking to from
clear braces or the black ones?
Who are you talking to that doesn't live here anymore? Do you know what I mean?
She just left to go back to Iowa this morning.
What the fuck? She was here again?
to get her braces off.
You're kidding. Same person?
He doesn't like her anymore.
Same person.
Braces are gone.
Same person.
Went to a lovely dinner last night at Suerte.
Without her braces?
Yes.
How does she look now?
Very attractive.
Okay. That was a long pause there.
Well, I didn't know what you wanted. I didn't know what you were teeing me up for there, Ross.
Nothing. I just, you know.
Just talking about your
when
life.
When you meet somebody with braces on, because this hasn't happened to me since, I don't know, eighth grade.
Sure.
When you meet somebody with braces on, you always wonder, well, shit, I wonder what they're going to look like without the braces, you know?
Look, it's going to be really good. It's just getting to that point is very long, right?
You know, yeah, it's that's all it was. Can I send Bob this Peer Space listing, this house listing as well that I'm going to be touring soon?
Yeah, go ahead. Why, do you want to put this up on the screen?
Yeah, I was hoping so, you know, because it's a, let me just.
Is this something you're looking at renting for the two of you guys? Is this relationship getting serious now?
No, this is one that the MILF owns.
The MILF owns?
Yeah, the 40-year-old.
Okay.
I just need to, Giorgio was like scrolling through his text messages on his laptop and like, there's literally just a picture of him grabbing his dick, having been sent to someone through gray sweatpants, and I'm...
Through gray... Yeah, Bob's not going to do it. Yeah. He's not going to put up whatever this is because he can't.
I mean, he's shown me photos on his phone before, and he's just like, oh, there's my dick, and he's just scrolling through. There's a lot
of shit. Well, I mean, sure. Look, it's Patreon. Do we show the grabbing of the dick over the pants?
No. She wants to buy this house and you live there?
No, she owns this house.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
What? She wants you to live
there?
Oh,
the MILF.
Yeah.
She's 40.
Ooh.
That's not... Okay, keep scrolling.
You know, it's not a boat, but, you know, I think we got the pool and the hot tub here in the top left, you know, with the infinity pool that goes over the side with the nice view.
I think I know this neighborhood. Keep scrolling down. Look at you, Giorgio. What's to stop this from happening?
Yeah.
For you, having a nice life.
Nothing. This is probably Saturday night.
This is your date on Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm going to go over there.
Okay, cool. Cool. Yeah.
And wait, she wants you to move in?
Not yet, but you know, I'm just, it's not a boat, but it's nice.
It's a nice goddamn start though. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You know, that jacuzzi be pretty nice.
So does she have a kid?
No.
She's just a hot older lady?
I mean, she's getting the husband out of the upstairs, but you know.
Oh boy.
Is the husband gonna be there when?
Yeah, is he gonna be there when you come over, and is this part of him watching you fuck his wife?
No, I think he's gonna be his girlfriend's.
Oh boys. Okay, so they're still married. You're the boyfriend to the wife.
They're getting
divorced.
He's
got his own girlfriend and they're getting divorced, but they still live together?
Because neither one of them can afford to buy the house out from the other one.
Oh boy.
We don't kink shame.
No, we don't.
But Giorgio might get shot.
Yeah. Well, not that. Just there'd be a dude jacking off in the corner watching you fuck his wife.
And I asked about that, and she said no. When I was like, that's okay.
Well, the weird thing is, you'd be fine with it.
That's what I mean. He said it was okay, and she was like, no, no, he's not into that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know. She calls him the roommate.
I'm sure he loves that.
I'm sure he loves it, this whole thing.
I'm sure he's not going to snap and shoot Giorgio.
All of this sounds like a really healthy start, and I think it's going to work out great.
You know what? You guys asked me.
We did.
No, we did.
We did.
We did. And by the way, sure. I said we don't kink shame.
And that was a mistake.
And I love every second of it.
That was definitely a mistake that I made of asking him how his life was going.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what I would have expected. I shouldn't have, like, nothing more.
That's fun, though.
It's a girl who just got her braces off. And
it's
then
fun.
40-year-old who's living with her husband still, and he's got a
fuck. Also, something really important, though.
Uh-huh.
Last weekend... Texas Longhorn Wrestling Club, little tournament at Shriner University. Didn't do too well. Got beat up a little bit, but it was a good first tournament back, you know, to really get revitalized, re-energized, with some commitment going. And got a little quad next weekend at A&M.
Look at you.
A what?
A quad. He's got a quad going on there.
What's that?
He's got a...
Four teams.
Four teams there. And they're going to do some stuff together.
Yep.
Yeah.
So life's good, you know?
You're proud of you, Giorgio. Way to go. Mm-hmm. Way to go. Man, just hit the 40-year-old up. Okay, let's just move on with your life. You know what I'm saying?
So I should tie that down, right? I should get my name on that deed somehow.
Yes, very soon. But if they haven't gotten divorced, they got to sell that house.
Yeah, I'm not wild about your financial prospects here. This house looks awesome, but it's only 1,800 square feet. Like, neither one can afford to buy the other one out. Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely fuck her, but, like, this isn't,
like, the super hot MILF that we think,
she's
right?
She's doing fine, but, you know, like, yeah, I think you need to shoot for the stars a little.
Are you saying my MILF is mid?
Yeah. Is she doing... The question is, like, is she doing fine? Right? Or did they like do fine together?
He's a dink situation.
Yeah, what?
It's dink. Dual income, no kids. They're doing
for
well.
Sure.
But on their own,
we don't know what he does.
Yeah.
You know,
she is works for a very big job search company and then handles like the high end clients of that and takes them out to places.
Gotcha. 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 Okay. All right. Let me ask you about Chad GBT here.
Chat?
Yeah.
Not Chad?
Whatever, dude. This is becoming a massive fucking thing.
This thing scares Google.
What is it?
This is scaring a lot of people. So
that's great.
There's a congressman who just read a speech on the House floor.
Written by ChatGPT?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see the AI thing. Yeah, yeah.
What is going on, dude?
What do you mean? It's great. It's okay, amazing. So it has a data set.
Okay.
And so basically, it's not learning anything new. So it is a data set from the internet shut off at a certain time. So it doesn't actively scrub or crawl the internet. So it's not like it can get better or learn more. But what ChatGPT can do is it can take this huge data set and manipulate it in ways and answer your questions or do anything that you prompt it to do.
It's fucking terrifying.
It sure is. And it sounds like it is. So not only is a member of Congress reading a completely AI-generated speech on the floor, but it says BuzzFeed is now going to potentially switch to articles written by this thing as well. Do you have to pay for this?
For the more advanced features, yes.
You do? Okay.
It's like it's a freemium model. Same with most of the like
this is
AI.
Fucking frightening. So yeah, like,
yeah, it's going to replace all of us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not humans on like podcasts, but definitely certain jobs.
No,
sure.
It will.
If they can generate the script, Tim did a live one on him. Basically, Tim Dillon did, and basically said like, he told the chat AI to make up an article of him, basically as him, and it did a really close job. And then once it knows all these voices and can just put the voices to those scripts that it writes, it can, you know, generate its own podcast.
Yeah, so you have enough hours out there that it could literally just write your episode and just be you.
Because it's using everything from everything you've ever written, everything you've put out, everything you've... So it's
just you.
It finds
it
your
you
voice. And what
word.
It really does show is no one is really as unique and different and free thinking as they think they are. We actually all are like
we get broken down
generating
into
things that we've learned and taking information
an
from
algorithm.
Mom or a movie or thing or whatever and turning it into. So we are doing that exact same thing in life and it is now doing it to you.
Do you still want to live here anymore on this earth? Or
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's fun. I think it's funny. I have like the different like you look at things like, let's say Burger King song and this, and you go, do we need to kill ourselves? And I go, no, we just need to like have fun.
But if this starts happening with media,
okay,
and we're just reading generated articles from an AI,
mm-hmm,
it won't even be you reading. They'll have the AI generate your voice eventually.
Okay. So I'll just hear
like,
my own voice aloud reading it?
Yep. No. What is your...
You
won't
have to do anything.
My fear is...
So, like, yeah, you are going to be reading, like, news articles, for example.
Right.
That are generated by AI.
But let's
AI.
Say you said...
But how is that any different?
Here's why. Okay. So let's say you... Because you speak into it, right? And you tell it what to do?
If you want it to write an article... If you want it to be you, then you do that.
Right. So let's say I'm a news reporter for BuzzFeed, okay?
Or you could type it in. So you type in...
Yeah, absolutely.
You
Either
type
way.
In the beginning of the article or the gist of it.
Yep.
An outline, if you will.
Yeah.
And then the AI will
so right
fill
now,
in the blanks.
Everybody's talking about World War III today, right?
Okay.
And the fears of World War III. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say I put in... all right, type an article for World War III,
mm-hmm,
but... Type it in the viewpoints for Democrats.
Yeah.
So it'll just pump out an article.
And how is that any different than the news that you're getting right now?
Well, if all of it becomes that, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're everybody's putting in their own slant on left and right.
Which they do already.
Right. Uh-huh. But let's say now it's all just fake people, not real people. Who gets attributed to that as the writer? Or is it just the company itself?
That won't matter.
There'll still be writers in the world that want credit. And then when people want to, you know, let's say influence an election or you or whatever, then it'll just be a lot easier for them to pump stuff out mm-hmm. onto like their Lincoln Project or yeah. their whatever.
Yeah. Vice. But that's what scares me. So
you write code and then eventually just pumps out as much as you want.
Correct.
Right. But there's still going to be real writers that go like,
I don't know, because what I'm talking about now is to go even further with this is let's say you want 50 articles an hour to feed this content machine for all these different platforms. It's probably pretty quick, right?
Oh, it's instant.
How fast?
It's pretty quick. Pretty quick.
Really?
Yeah.
So especially for, okay, let's say Facebook or Twitter, something like that. You could pump out for BuzzFeed 100 different articles with, you know, catchy phrases and headlines and all that other shit. Mm-hmm. And it would be endless.
You know the artwork I was showing you too?
Yes.
Like the AI generated art?
Yeah.
Everything's going to get replaced by AI.
Great.
Yeah, so like graphic designers are real pissed about that.
Yeah, I've heard the artists of the world be pissed off about that.
Right.
So it's coming for us all. They're trying to shut it down now. There are some court cases that are going out basically
correct.
Defining what is a like remix or what is an adaptation, and all this copyright law in court is all kind of like going to be
because
settled.
Does that AI use existing stuff?
It's all trained. Okay. It's all trained off of
and it's
that.
Getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Each day.
Yeah. I mean, if it's getting better each day, we had a guy on yesterday who was talking about it, just the rise of this, and the company's already worth $29 billion. And he's like, this is fucking insane.
That's
but
low.
That's the thing. It's like, he goes, I don't even know if that's a proper evaluation, because depending upon the speed of all of this shit, if it keeps picking up, to be able to pump out that much content, every news organization, New York Times, Washington Post, like, because the one thing they're missing is more content, right? Because right now you're paying a writer very, very low. Mm-hmm. To be a writer out in the world today is a very, very low paying job. You're lucky to get 500 an article, something like that, unless you're on staff full time, but that will replace your staff. And even then, paying somebody $500, you can't match the speed of this thing. So you're fucked. You're going to be out of a job then. And that would eliminate... Jesus Christ.
He caught some weird European disease.
Everybody's sick in here. I'm sick too. But yeah, so if you're doing that.
Don't give loud sneezers the attention they crave.
Oh, God. It's just so fucking.
You're loud, a man. Loud sneezer.
No, I am. That's why I don't sneeze in here. But Jesus, Joel.
No,
I
mean, that was fucking.
Bob. Okay. But with that, you could replace all of this, pump out more and more and more and more shit. And let's say it was your favorite team then. You know, let's say they were pumping out 900 articles on Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And you were like, oh, great. I feel like I might have missed this. And then you're kind of clicking on it, not clicking on it. Mm-hmm. And then your hopes and dreams, I guess, would be just to, all right, well, we pumped out 10 articles in an hour. They'll click one of them. Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah, and exactly. They'll see what does well. And then they'll kind of kidder the AI to adapt to what actually trends and what does pop like is like a popular article, so it'll kind of cater to that.
We'll
and
see
it'll just get better and better as it progresses.
And we'll see more aliases. Fuck. We'll see like one writer who's controlling like four or five, you know, AI accounts or different like pseudonym accounts they're using the AI to generate articles for, and like different voices. And it's just gonna be like one chubby guy in a basement.
Yeah, know? It's the end of humanity. So
yeah, that's what it feels like, right? That's mm-hmm. okay. I just wanted to check. Because when I was reading, I was like, man, that seems like the end of humanity.
First, they came for the blue-collar jobs, and I said nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they came for ours.
Wow.
Like, all legal work is probably, like any kind of clerical legal work is going to be gone soon.
So somebody did a Joe Rogan podcast, too. How was that, the AI version of that?
Pretty fucking accurate.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man. What a good man.
Is there a clip of it on YouTube? We're on Patreon. Let's play it if we can find it. That'd be great. I haven't heard this. I read the article on it, and I was like, as I'm always real suspect on shit like that. But if it's getting that good,
But like I said, we all think that we're not predictable creatures when in fact we really are.
That's all we are.
No.
If you've met someone, spend enough time with them, listen to their shit long enough, you could probably predict if somebody asked a question and you had to answer it as Joe Rogan, you probably.
And this isn't even one of the
could
big
answer
AIs.
It how you think that he would, right?
Is this the right one?
Yeah, this is the right one. This isn't even one of like the big, more popular ones. This is like kind of the first thing to get attention.
Okay. Play it real quick.
Podcast is brought to you by play.ht.
I already hate that.
All content is generated by artificial intelligence.
Yep, I hate all that too.
Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, freak bitches. Welcome to another episode of the Bro Jogan Experience. And on this episode, I welcome my friend who's difficult to describe. I'm fascinated by him, and I hope you'll be too. And he is weird and brilliant and sometimes totally insufferable. But my guest today has made some of the great technological products of our age, and he's always pushing the envelope in innovation. Like, for example, with his next computer, he developed a new programming language and operating system.
Right, you can cut
and
it.
Then he became even more famous for making three applications.
Yeah, that's not that great to me. Okay, I
no, for now,
it's still choppy and
if you
repetitive.
Didn't know,
give it 2 years, man. Give
if
it
you
two
didn't
years.
Know, yeah. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, I definitely would know on that. But because I noticed it on the other thing where I was just like, I'm pretty sure that is. I'm not going to out whoever that is, but. I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing.
Yeah, but the thing about AI is it gets better and
no,
better.
No, I know that.
And better.
Totally. I know that. But how do you keep up with current events and like who's going to send me the
It knows everything.
Electricity travels at the speed of light.
It literally, if you could have it, the knowledge of everything on the internet, that's AI.
Yeah, but how would they know how to feed me what I'm going to say that day? Like
they already do.
They already do.
They serve you ads and shit.
It's
they know
not
you.
They serve me ads.
You fucking robot.
But they can't talk like that. They,
yet,
you know.
Yet.
Again, yeah. Man, this is it'll get there. It's gonna get there.
You know what? There is an article.
I didn't like the art either, though. Like I didn't enjoy any of it.
You're talking about the artwork that everyone did with their like faces and the portraits.
Yeah.
We're talking about the other art where I could literally throw in like battle scene from like 1000 and it prints out something pretty fucking epic. It's awesome.
And these are all just
so, like
different
something
projects.
That you would need, you know, a graphic artist or whatever, someone to make like, hey, I'm feeling I want it to be like what? Dinosaurs in the Civil War with. Mm-hmm. You know, hot ladies around.
Yeah.
But like a little moody and blah, blah, blah. And it will just make exactly
show me a pic of one of those goddamn things.
So Stable Diffusion is this thing we're talking about here. This is it's the other really big one next to OpenAI, which is ChatGPT. Stable Diffusion is what's used for Midjourney, which is what has made all of these thumbnails that you see on screen right now. By feeding it a prompt of what you want your image to look like, it'll take all the words that you had and the amalgamations of all these images from the internet from this data set called Lion 2 something. I can't remember the full name of the data set, which is all of these images that, and it's like 300 terabytes of data.
Too dorky. All right, I'm going to cut you off there. So I'm looking at some of those pics. They're not bad. And if you're trying to beat somebody on Fiverr, sure. But these still aren't interesting enough for me where if I see something original out in the wild, then I'm like, oh, it beats that for me personally. The AI shit, as far as chopping up the voices and everything, it sounds too cutty. Now,
again,
will it get?
Right,
I understand it's now, but still, at least it's enough years away that I don't. It's not going to concern me for 5 years. I'm not going to worry about that for 5 years.
Right.
Give it two.
Well, fine. 2 years. Don't really care, but I still think writing wise, talking wise, all that other stuff. Like, there's too many things that happen spur of the moment. Especially on a live show, because we do these live every day, that it would never be able to get you live things that you want.
Why?
You know?
It has complete knowledge of everything on the internet.
There's an earthquake right now that there's a 4.0. So how would they be able to cut into a live show and do that?
If it was broke, it would have the knowledge of it.
Anywhere on the internet has any kind of information about this, it then knows it, and it knows to synthesize an article in someone's voice or in a way that you will enjoy about that information.
Okay.
We're doomed.
And I'm sure all that's true. I'm not going to argue with anyone, but I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I can't do it either. I can't do it either.
Like, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just can't talk about it anymore.
No.
And, but yeah, and yeah. Like, it's definitely all, you guys are all right.
To me, it all just seems generic and it's just kind of boring. All of it. The arts, the speeches, the things where you're like, yeah, it's kind of there. I mean, it's kind of close-ish.
There's a man in denial right now.
Not denial. I just think creativity...
You're just in the early stages, ground floor, being groomed. You'll get there.
Yeah. I'll get there. But as far as creativity goes, I just don't think in certain avenues you can harness it through AI.
No, I agree. The machine lacks the human intellect to beat a man at chess. And here's lacks the skill.
What exactly is original right now?
Perfect. That's a perfect question. So right now we bitch about music. We talked about it at the top of the show. Why can't it create hits for Drake right now?
It probably can. People are, like, someone in the chat literally just said their friends are using it for school papers.
Yeah. And so that, like, I understand, and I know, because the article underneath this says professors and all these guys are having a hard time with it because that they're just writing the papers for them.
Well, so here's how it beats it. So here's the one slip up and issue. So it'll do, and formatting your citing your sources is the biggest thing in college about all of your papers, right? Yep. And that's how they get you, lose all your points, they check everything.
We're excited.
It will do everything perfectly in an MLA format for you. But the things that it cites and sources aren't real. Like, the pages aren't real. So it'll be like, this author who writes about this book, about a book that might be a book but not from that author, or has a similar title on a page that doesn't exist. And that's where it's quoting and sourcing the information, because it's just spitting it up.
When it can create a hit record or a show or a movie or something like that, I'll be concerned.
Let's do it. Let's film the first AI-generated script and we'll keep, like,
no, they did
it. Stuff.
They did it. There was somebody in Hollywood that did it, and I read part of the script, and I was like, "Oh, this is dog shit! Like, this is dog shit."
And they filmed it though, and like, they saw what came from it.
They didn't film it. I just read the script itself, and it's just so generic and boring and everything else. Like, I don't know how you replicate originality or something on the fly.
But what's original that humans are putting out right now?
I don't know anybody can write like me.
I mean, every story's been done.
I don't know anybody who can write like me. What's your favorite show of last year?
Favorite show of last year?
Yeah.
Oh, House of Dragon.
Okay. So that's not original.
No.
No.
Fleischman's in Trouble.
Fleischman. Well, okay.
Was that this year? The book was last year, though.
Okay. What is that exactly?
Just a real story narrated. About kind of gender, reversing genders as far as like what seeing a woman do what a guy would do.
Okay.
In a divorce or as far as kids or whatever. And it's subtle, but that's kind of the idea. It's a divorce.
Okay. So like
normal story, whatever.
First thing that comes to mind TV show wise, I guess, would be Atlanta or like Yellow Jackets or something like that. Like,
okay.
Atlanta, every single episode was completely unique and off the fucking reservation. And none of them paired together. None of the characters fit. Like, they didn't have proper character arcs or storylines or anything like that. Every single episode. I don't know how you would do that and make it good.
Again, it'll pick up on literally everything Donald Glover has ever done and then mold it right into Donald Glover's style.
Cool. And what I'm saying now is they tried to do it for, what was the script that I read? It was like a Independence Day-ish type of script, and it was boring as fuck. I mean, it was just so generic and boring.
That's fine. One time, a guy was trying to figure out how to fly, and he put on a wingsuit and jumped off the Eiffel Tower and fucking died.
Yeah.
And then a couple years later, they figured out flying, and then 50 years later, they were on the moon.
Yeah, and I'm not saying
like it's
I'm not saying it can't happen years from now. I'm just saying I don't think it's that close for original shit. If you're using it for papers or BuzzFeed or all this other stuff, fine. And that'll feed into what we were watching this morning with Good Morning America, where these kids are checking out and getting flip phones.
Oh yeah,
and that's,
Gen Z.
Yeah. Because they're just like, I don't want anything to fucking do with this anymore. Like, this is getting fucking
wild. Well,
they
take breaks.
Take breaks and use the flip phones?
Yeah. So they have the flip phone and their normal phone. And they're supposedly, which they're not doing this 100%. They're supposedly taking breaks, a flip phone break. so that you only have your flip phone for a week.
Okay. And then you go back to the other phone?
Yeah.
All right.
You have the other phone there. You just like don't check it, apparently.
All right. Yeah, if it
doesn't make sense.
If I read something that was just AI generated, I'd have a hard time quoting it or sourcing it, to be honest with you. Super odd, but this company, again, yesterday, the evaluation yesterday was $29 billion. That'll keep going higher. I'm assuming they'll need storage space to keep all this shit or keep pumping it out. But yeah, that's wild. Because then you can get rid of everything, all the buildings. Like, you know, New York Times is a huge building there. They're down to like one floor, but you could sell off all your real estate.
Yeah.
BuzzFeed, if you didn't need writers and you didn't have to report to an editor every day, you could fire all of them and literally just replace it with this.
I think a lot of them are freelance anyways, right?
Yeah. And they, like I said, you're lucky to get 500 an article. And, you know, usually people spend time on it, but if it's pumping it out this quickly, you can go ahead and kill that altogether.
500, good luck.
I know.
More like 50.
Yeah. It keeps shrinking over and over and over again. And I get, you know, messages all the time about people wanting to be a writer. And I'm like, bro, it's the wrong generation for that. Oh, but I've got these crazy stories. And I was like, no, I get it. Everybody's got crazy stories. But if you can't get a gig writing an article for BuzzFeed for $50, good luck with a book or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's scary for sure, but it happened very, this is all happening very fast. When did this thing launch?
Exactly. So give it another year.
No. But when did it launch?
I don't know. It's been in the ether for like a couple years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it seems like the last 2 weeks, everybody keeps referencing it in every single conversation.
Everyone's using it now.
Everybody's using it now.
And they must have made some kind of consumer model, right? Whereas yeah, before what it was is just it, an prototype. App?
Is it an app or a website?
Both.
Okay. So you just go on there. I tell you what, we'll test it. What will it allow you to do? So if I pump in something Jesse would like.
We got to pay for it, though.
That's fine. Right. How much is it?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
All right. Because I would like to pump in something you like.
What do you mean, pump in?
Just put in things that I think you like and then see what it generates. And then we can read it live on air.
Okay.
Then I think that would be... That would be a good test because everybody who's listened to the show for years and years, then they would know if it was really like you or sounded like you or the things that you were interested in and everything else.
Pretty predictable. Don't you think? I'm an old mom that likes old fat daddies. Crime, wine.
First thing that came up, Brendan Fraser. There we go.
Shut the right? fuck up. Are you serious?
No.
Oh, that would have been amazing. Then I would have been like, holy shit.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's how this is Jesse Wiseman.
Oh, exactly.
Brendan Fraser's wife.
Here,
you know what I mean?
I can chat with Chrissy Teigen's Twitter account AI.
Like an
AI that replicates Chrissy Teigen's tweets.
Okay. Right? So these are and all like, replicated. Read them aloud.
Tell me they don't sound exactly
okay,
like
so I just said, how's your day? I said, oh, today, it's been okay. Got a lot done, but the tasks seem never ending, but that's life, I guess. Emoji, sad emoji, how about you?
Not there.
No.
No, not there. She would have said something fucked up. I got my tampon stuck in. I might have toxic shock.
No, she would have said something about like, just eating too much bacon. And
yeah.
Burgers and fries, because that's what I do.
Just fingering my pussy all day.
Can't wait to get on Ozempic.
Okay, so I asked, are people being mean to you on Twitter? She wrote, yes, mean people are always, all caps, on Twitter, it seems. But you know what? I don't care what they think. They can say what they want, but I'm going to keep doing me. Sunglasses emoji, hashtag unbothered.
That's pretty. That's much more accurate.
That's pretty accurate.
That's pretty accurate. All right, so we're all going to die. It's all over. It's all over. What do we say to our kids? Hey, go write your paper upstairs. Sure. And they're down in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Who wrote the paper? Well, ChatGPT does. Great. Did you even read it? Or did you just turn it in about George Washington?
Well, you don't need to go to college anymore.
Yeah. Strange, right? Mm-hmm. What would this do to colleges? Because, again, in this article, it talks about professors not knowing what to do anymore. Because think about it. Let's just take Ohio State, for example, right? Massive fucking school. 65,000 students. There is classes that I was in that had 400 kids in them and the teacher had a mic, you know, so you could jam as many people as you want in this fucking hall and do all the shit. Well, you had to turn in a paper or an exam or whatever it was. You'd never have time to actually check any of these sources, any of these works cited.
Well, you'd have assistants.
You got TAs. A couple of TAs.
Yeah.
But even the two of them aren't going to be able to roll through those and check them. They certainly couldn't when I was in school and I was fucking, you know, pulling some shit. Like, imagine now.
Maybe they would do on-the-spot papers where, like, you literally get the thing and you have to write it right there.
Now, that I like. And old school. Yeah.
So the grading would be different and you'd be allowed to not, you know, make more mistakes, but at least it would be a representation of you.
Yeah. Because this, yeah, you're nuking out all the papers. You're nuking out everything. What other jobs would this take?
Everything.
Literally everything.
Such as what? Podcasting, producing? Like, if it could follow our voices, would that eliminate your job?
No, someone's got to actually cut it, so.
Like, someone has to, like, put the bumpers on, edit it, put it out.
The technical aspect will still be necessary.
No, AI will learn to edit.
I think it will, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Easily.
Hey,
easily.
Put the bumpers in. Hey, write the description. Because it would just take the show, write the description, and pump that out.
It would be able to color correct immediately. Yeah. It would be able to be like, oh, they like to cut like this. They usually cut then.
Yeah,
cut,
but someone's going to have to control the AI.
No, yeah, right, Delco, you said it. It's going to keep getting better and better,
which means your job's
just going to be gone. But what happened to that whole argument? It's going to keep getting better and better.
Looks like I'm going back to construction.
Yeah, yeah. But Delco's like, but not like that. Yeah. It's not going to get that good.
That's where I'm going with this. I'm like, all right. So no, like, I can just talk and it'll cut
just
itself.
Joking.
Yeah, well, you don't have to talk. It'll just take your voice, too. So.
Well,
and yeah, yeah. So, like,
so you're not—you don't even have to talk to a mic.
I
think probably you would lose your position before Delco.
Yeah, we're all losing our
one day. And that's fine because the money still goes to me for doing the show. But now we're getting somewhere because, all right, and now I'm finding an interest against the machine here. Because if you're going back, let's just flip it to old school, right? Who was it? Bobby Fischer against Computer Blue?
Yeah,
playing chess together.
Deep Blue.
So I think if it's humans. If you were to keep your interests going in life, at least me personally, I would want to beat the machine, right? So I would want to try to write a better book than the machine could, giving it the same information that I'm thinking about and then see if I could outdo it. And at least that would hold my interest from not wanting to end my life.
Yeah, but what'll happen is it'll outsell you, and then the laptop will crab walk over to you, 3D print a rope for you to hang yourself
with,
leave the room, knowing that you'll know what to do.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but that gives me more incentive to try to beat it. So at least there's that little game. I need a little game. I need something to go against here.
Well, if you lose.
If I lose, then I would check out mentally, but hopefully before any of that happens, there's enough money in the account where I could just sit out and stare at the ocean where there's just like, oh shit, what happened to Ross? Why is he sitting out there every day? And it's just like, he lost to the AI. And
it's cool.
It's over.
Yeah. We can go into something stable like trucking or something.
Yeah.
That has no fear of ever being replaced by robots.
My dad is a plumber, has a pretty successful plumbing business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even as like a kid would always say like, well, can't replace plumbers with robots. And at that time, it was a weird thing to say.
Yes.
Because it was a very long time ago.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a weird thing to say. But now if he says it, people are like, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
makes sense.
It's true. It's true.
But you could probably even do that.
Someone's got to fix the robots, so.
Ooh, yeah, you could be a robot repairman.
Yeah, learn to code, baby.
Learn to code. Yeah, that's a big one. I had this conversation with some parents in the neighborhood about what you're going to teach your kid to do in life and everything else. And I was like, man, everybody said learn to code. I mean, that was
there's coding camps.
Yep.
Young as what?
Yeah.
I mean, we should fight all these people, though. We should not allow this to happen.
Well, here's the thing is, so where we live, I'm obviously not going to say where we live, but a lot of our friends and neighbors and stuff are in the tech industry. So like they're saying the same thing. So it's not like it's, you know, coming from just you guys here today. Like they're saying the same things about coding and everything else and the future of all of this. And it's wild. It kind of reminds me of David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. There's a story that I forget who told it, but they were looking for him. They were like, hey, I heard his house is right there.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great to meet him. I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan and everything else. And they're like, no, you don't want to meet him. You don't want to go up there. And they were like, what is he? Why? What's wrong? And they were like, I don't know. He doesn't say anything to anybody. He doesn't come into town. Doesn't do anything but just fly fish in this river, like in front of his house all day.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, why? And apparently he just hears like music and chords and everything else in his head all day and doesn't want to play, doesn't want to do anything. And it's
from
just
Pink
of,
Floyd.
Yeah.
He did a lot of acid.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
So you think that's what had to do with it. But I'm thinking of the reverse of that, of like, if you just get AI'd out going against the machine and then you just lose your mind and you're sitting in a beach chair just staring at the ocean, you know?
And that's the best you can hope for.
Right?
Kind of, right? It's exhausting to like care about things and get worked up about things that you can't do anything about.
Yes.
It's exhausting.
It is.
It's exhausting. And
so like even the fucking conversations I had this morning, yeah, dude.
At a certain point, you just check out. Like, you know, grandparents that are just like, I can't.
Yeah.
You get it. Cause you're just like, they in the same way, we're just like, I'm getting off this train.
Yeah.
Like, I can't keep up. I don't know what's going on. Like, I just want to do the things that I used to do. And the only way to do that is to just get out of society and not know how to do anything.
Oh, man. And now I think about parents reading their kids' papers and thinking their kid is a genius and they don't know. And it's like, oh, little Johnny's so smart. I've read his paper. It was all in Greek. He's so smart. I didn't even know he knew Greek. And then all of a sudden, it was just like, oh, fuck. You get ChatGPT or ChatGPT, whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
Wow.
Start calling it Chad.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should call it Chad,
Chad is sweet,
right?
Dude. I thought it was like a that was the name of the robot. Like, I was like, oh, sweet. That's Chad. Chad's doing all this shit. That makes sense, you know?
Right.
Another Chad out there just fucking shit up.
Well, I get your voice right. Anyway, I have a nature note.
No. Yes. Do you really?
Yes. I just put into the.
Yeah. Come on, Jesse.
Okay.
Nature Nook.
Nature Nook.
Nature Nook.
So I put Nature Nook literally into the AI, and this is what came out. Kansas man killed in hunting accident after dog steps on his rifle. So it's a couple different things, right?
Huh.
Is it Nature Nook a quintessence? Is it Crime Corner quintessence? Not really, but right. Together. Law enforcement reportedly closed its case on an incident after determining it was an accident. A man in Kansas was fatally shot on January 21st when his dog reportedly stepped on a loaded rifle that was in the back seat of his truck, according to
That's them?
Sumner County. Yeah this is them. It, right?
Oh, boy.
The dog's owner was driving at the time of the incident, and Smith succumbed to his injuries on the site.
Wow.
So he was driving his dog, who he brought hunting with him.
R.I.P., dude, and the dog killed him. Holy shit.
Nature, dude.
Wow, with a shotgun. At least he didn't see it coming.
Just being a fucking dog in the back
dude.
Seat. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Holy shit, that's wild.
Yeah.
Look at how happy they look. Damn it. Pop that picture up one more time. Look at these.
It took them a while to figure it out because they're just like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
How did his gun from the back seat go off and shoot him?
Was the dog still alive?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. The dog stepped on it and it shot him.
God damn, that's violent.
Kind of seems like, you know, if you're going to go hunting and have
a huge dog in the backseat?
Well, have guns and you're going to be going into nature and hunting. Like, let's not bring sand to the beach, right? Like, let's not, unless it's a hunting dog, right?
Well, I think it is.
You know,
but maybe it looks like one.
Put it in a case or turn the safety on.
Maybe not have
all
it face
kinds of
you.
Things. Like, yeah. I guess this is Nature Nook, and like, don't think that the dog won't do this, right?
Don't think that, your own dog won't blow your brains out.
Right. The dog's bored in the back seat.
Predictable enough.
Yeah.
Wants to paw at shit.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Man. Yeah. How did this go down? Yeah. Right? Like you're hunting.
Usually it's on a rack, like, you know.
He just had it laying, loaded, locked and loaded, ready to go. And he just put it in the back seat with the dog jumping all around. Let's go. And then went barreling down the street. Right.
Oh, boy.
Bouncing all around.
That's fucking
insane. don't put the dog in the back, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like keep him inside your car and...
You got Pulp Fictioned, you know? Mm-hmm. Gun just goes off. Guy's brains blow out. Imagine showing up at the scene trying to figure this out.
Yeah, so that's why it took him a while. So they finally closed the case.
Shit. Where was this?
Kansas.
Just somewhere in Kansas, yeah.
Yeah, but although it seems weird, according to the Washington Post, other dog-involved shootings have occurred in Florida, Indiana, Iowa, New Mexico.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not... It's weird.
Sure.
But, you know, in true Nature Nook fashion, like, if you put a loaded gun next to your dog, don't think that you've trained him well enough.
Yeah.
Not to just fucking shoot you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That's a great one, actually. I never know what I'm getting because you don't tell me beforehand.
Right.
So I'm hearing it fresh.
Right.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, people were mad about the last one we did on news, on fake news.
Why?
They made memes that were like, having a good day, Jesse's zebra fucking.
Oh, the baby zebra?
Yeah.
Getting eaten?
Which I had to tell Bob I did it without him, but it's a classic, which he told me about, and I'm like, dude, that'll be fucking good.
Holy shit, dude. But this is a good one too. I'm always impressed by the Nature Nooks. It's becoming one of my new faves.
Thanks, man.
Also, on the RPR feed, you're going to see Crime Corner on Wednesdays. New one is up now. We also got a nice little thumbnail for you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Really doing it.
Really doing it.
Dreams do come true. This last one is one of my faves.
Which one is this?
Stacy Caster.
Okay.
The anti-free killer.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
She's like one of the best Black Widows to ever fucking do
it. I read the description and I was like, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go. Well, that's live for free on the Ross Patterson Revolution feed. And you can check that out on Wednesdays. I think we're going to start adding it to them. And then we'll start putting up on certs on Fridays, in and out of meetings and stuff. So it'll be, you know, a bonus sitch here. Because we just found out going to Daytona 500 and the Super Bowl you're coming to and all that stuff. So, yeah. But Crime Corner, so we got a lot.
Yeah.
We got a lot of them.
We're on 13 on the Patreon, and then we're 4 on the audio. If you can, you know, if you can catch it on Patreon, you're going to get the very, very new one. And then if you're following on the audio, you're on 4.
There
but we've
you go.
Got plenty more.
Before we check out, I just want to leave you with the ending of a scene that was just written by Chat GPT.
Okay. You want to read this?
Yeah, I'm going to read out loud.
Okay.
The scene cuts to Helen standing outside the school, surrounded by police and paramedics. She turns to the camera and says, "I can hear and I can see. I have superpowers." The scene fades to black.
That sounds awful.
Is that, yeah.
It's the end of it. I didn't want to take a lot of time to read the whole thing, but it's writing.
That's about the Helen end?
Keller.
Yeah.
Of the first scene. Yep. Whatever.
Oh, Helen Keller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's hear.
Cool.
It's
cool. I can see.
I can see.
Yep. They're not there yet. They're not there yet. I read that sci-fi script and I was like, nope, no. They're definitely not there yet.
I did it right now.
What's that? You know, I understand that. It still sucks. we're a ways away. We're a ways away from
your gerbs are safe.
Creativity. And now I'm looking forward to going up against the machine. Like, that's fun. So at least I can get into that. Like, yeah. You need something to keep going every day. You need purpose about something.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, mine's my family, my kids, and but no. You need...
I'm talking about like later in life, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, have you thought about when you don't have, well, like kids aren't around and all that stuff? Like,
yes, every day.
Yeah, and what's your dream? What do you want to do every day?
New York, moo-moo wearing.
Now, I understand that.
Rings,
what do
pills.
You, but working out, going to see things, plays, movies.
Not working out.
Okay.
Cocktail hour every day.
Right. What time
nice,
is that?
Nice, fancy. It's going to be, it's going to go, it's going to be different times.
11 a.m.?
No, it'll be 4.
Okay.
It'll be 4. It'll be a real cocktail time.
All right.
Different, trying a different restaurant every night.
Sure, sure.
No social media.
Well, yeah, that's obvious. I'm down for that for sure. Yeah. But here's the other thing, though. Like, you're my AI in real life. You've outcooked every place that, except for maybe 4 or 5 that I've been to. So now I'm like, well, shit, I would rather just have you do it.
It's just different, though.
No. You're doing exactly what I want them to do to the food without me having to ask them 80 times and then them fucking it up.
Oh, make it crispy?
Yeah.
Make it crispy.
Make it crispy. I just want the wings crispy. I don't want the movie.
You want the wings crispy. You want pizza crispy. You want the chicken, everything.
The steak, no. So like, the steak's been a running joke for us, but like, truthfully, I order it one up because I know they're going to fuck it up and get it one down. Mm-hmm. So that way it's like, all right, I kind of meet him in the middle. Mm-hmm. Whereas you already know all the things. So you're my AI.
Right.
And everything you've made versus when we've gone out, I'm like, oh, well, this is better. Even hibachi. I got you that hibachi grill for Christmas.
Got
you went
Blackstone.
Out and fucking Benihaha that whole place.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I had a better smile. Like, you know?
Right.
It's called the Benihana smile, and I had a bigger one
sure.
with yours, and it was better than that. So I was like, I don't need to go to Benihana anymore. So that's great. So, all right.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Just need a little purpose. That's all. That's all. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. All the advertisers care about, I know, and I appreciate the reviews because you guys are literally writing it in there of, hey, Ross, I'm just here because you told me to do it. I appreciate it. I really do. Because they just look at the numbers. They don't really give a shit about anything else.
Yeah, that's fine. You can write that.
It's weird, dude. It's weird. Maybe Chad, can Chad do it for me? Chad GBT? Give me fucking 10,000 reviews so I never have to say this at the end of the show.
Has anyone said it right yet? What is it?
Chat GPT.
GPT.
Whatever. Chad, can you just write me 20,000 reviews so I don't have to do this shit anymore? It'd be great.
Ooh, do that.
It's currently writing a script about a drinking hero. So, yeah.
A drinking hero?
Yeah, and Dan Holloway. I'm just feeding it all kinds of crazy stuff.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll read it.
Yeah.
We'll read aloud one day. For Jesse Heisman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.